Tennessee. I'm John Avery Whitaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting Adventure in Odyssey?
Hey, Cooper. What's up?
I wanted you to meet Drew here. He's going to be the new equipment manager on the team.
Hey, Drew Ragles. I just moved here.
Hi, I'm Buck.
Buck Oliver? Yeah, dude, I know. You're kind of a legend.
Oh, did you hear that, Buck?
A legend?
Yeah, your 65-yard touchdown reception against Connellsville was insane. I mean, five defenders had you wrapped up, and you broke every tackle, refused to go down.
And this is Buck's first year playing football.
Dude, seriously? You run great routes, get good separation, you're fast, a natural wide receiver.
Thanks. So, Drew, have you ever played ball?
Yeah, last year, but I got a shoulder injury, so I'm out this season. I still want to be around it, though, so I'm glad for the chance to help out. Oh, I'm supposed to grab some things from the supply room. I'll see you guys out on the field.
Okay, great to meet you, Drew. He seems all right.
Yeah.
Hey, Buck!
Jay, hi.
You done with that water bottle there? I'll take care of it for you.
You will? Thanks.
Hey, what's in that box of stuff you got?
Nothing. It's a collection. I'll just grab that water bottle and get out of your way.
Hey, those are my sunglasses. Why do you have them?
And my sock.
Oh, yeah.
I've been looking for this.
And my half-eaten hamburger from lunch. I turned around for 30 seconds.
Okay, hey, no reason to get wrapped up tighter than shrink wrap. I have a perfectly good explanation.
And that is?
You want to actually hear it?
Yes.
Figures. Okay, here's the deal. For the first time since, I don't know, the dinosaurs roam the earth, we have a decent football team. And the whole town is excited about it. Going to the state championship! That's a big deal, I guess.
I'm still waiting to hear why my cheeseburger is in that box with Buck's dirty sock.
Well, for some strange and incomprehensible reason, you guys are kinda celebrities. The fans want a piece of you, and they're, willing to pay for it.
Hey!
What?
Wait! You're selling our stuff to the fans?
People would be amazed at what people will pay for a sock.
Are you the person who stole my tater tots on Wednesday?
Yeah, but that time I was just hungry.
What's going on here? Practice started 2 minutes ago, and I need my starting quarterback and wide receiver out on the field.
But, Dad, Jay is taking
on the field, I go by coach. And right now, I'm more interested in you running your laps than in what Jay is doing. Let's go, let's go, let's go!
All right.
Kids these days, right? So fickle, don't you think?
Jay, is that my whistle?
You had a great throw on that.
Oh, hey, man. Even better catch. That's gonna work every time, man.
Gentlemen, we have less than 2 weeks to prepare for the biggest game of your lives. That's not a lot of time to get ready for a good team like Vernon City. Now, as you know, Coach Kreider had to move out of town, so we're down one on our coaching staff. But I've found someone to fill that spot. He might not be as experienced in the sport, but he has a great analytical mind. I think he'll be a huge asset to our team. Everyone, welcome Coach Melsner.
Yeah! Yo, Buck, isn't that your foster dad?
Yeah, that would be Eugene.
Coach Melsner?
Coach Calhoun? Team members, my sincerest gratitude for the rambunctious ovation. Allow me to call an audible here and simply say, greetings and salutations.
Good job on that last play, guys. Now Coach Melsner is going to explain the next play.
This execution requires proficiency in the helicoidal projection of the prolate spheroid, so...
What?
Oh, yes. What one might refer to as a spiral-thrown football. In case you aren't aware, footballs have their particular shape because originally players used a pig bladder to play the sport. And a pig bladder is in the shape of a prolate spheroid. Hence, why the ball you're holding, Mr. Calhoun, is occasionally referred to as a pigskin, though, of course, swine bladder would be more accurate.
Somebody else want to hold this thing?
Maybe you should talk more about the play itself, Eugene.
Oh, certainly, Coach. Address your visual attention to the board, please, everyone. Now, at first glance, this will appear to be a typical trips right play. Our wide receivers, A and B, over here...
Buck and Michael, yes.
Mm-hmm. ...will depart from the scrimmage line at a 30-degree angle. However, they will then each split in opposite directions at a 2-degree curvature and then locate the cavity in coverage and accelerate downfield post-haste. Now, I haven't yet calculated your speed, Michael, but Buck, at your typical speed of 15.9 miles per hour, you would cross the 21st yard line in precisely 3.2 seconds.
Okay.
Now, Cooper would propel his pass to whomever is open. Once the pass is completed, the receiver will sprint into the region of finality.
End zone.
So to speak. And have no fear, I'm well aware of what you must all be wondering at this point. How does Cooper know at which arc to make the pass so as to give it time to land at the precise second required? Well, Buck, pass out these diagrams, please. And everyone gets a protractor. Yours to keep.
So, your foster dad seems nice, Buck.
Thanks, Drew. Do you mean before or after the physics lesson?
Oh, Buck, that was classic! Eugene Meltzer coaching football.
Hi, Jake.
The way he was arguing about the halfback actually being called a two-thirds back was unbelievable.
I know. I was there.
I mean, you may not win the championship game, but you'll get extra credit in algebra, which, as I recall, you need.
Hey, why don't you just get out of here, Jay? You're not on the team. You don't need to be in the locker room.
Okay, fine. I know when I'm not wanted. Hey, can I have that deodorant stick, and would you sign it?
Get out, Jay.
Okay. I'm leaving.
Thanks.
Yeah, of course. But, was what Jay said true? How about you struggling in algebra, I mean?
I got a C on my last test. Eugene tries to tutor me, but, well, you heard him out there.
You know, I'm actually pretty good at math. I don't know if you ever wanted someone who's not a genius to explain it to you. Well, I'm just saying I'd be happy to help.
Thanks, Drew. I appreciate that.
Hey, I was hoping you guys were still here.
What's up, Coop?
Hey, man.
Well, Mr. Oliver, you've got a job ahead of you. Not only do you need to win a championship, but you need to write about it.
What are you talking about?
Olivia Parker asked me to do a write-up on the team for the yearbook.
And how does this impact me?
I volunteered you to help. Duh.
Coop, I don't know anything about that stuff.
Man, come on. It's not a big deal. Look, she's going to give us some sample yearbooks to look at, and if we write it ourselves, we can leave out what we want. Like maybe Coach Meltzer's argument that football should move to the metric system.
Listen, that's actually not a bad idea, but I don't think the 45.72 meter line has the same ring to it as the 50-yard line.
Eugene?
Oh, Buck. Katrina just phoned. She'll be home post-haste. She's picking up Chinese for dinner.
Food or people?
Oh, you jest, which is an improvement from practice today. Would your consternation happen to have anything to do with my participation as one of your football advisors?
Well, first of all, they're called coaches.
Coaches, then?
Yeah. Well, you're really smart and all, but football, well, it's not really an academic kind of thing.
Oh, I'd certainly differ. From my research, it appears to be a robust study in angles and velocity and leverage.
I appreciate what you're doing, really, but I'm a little worried about how it's going to work. You can kind of be challenging to understand.
Oh, I see.
I'll get it. Hey, Coach.
Greetings, Coach Calhoun.
Hi. I just thought I'd drop off this copy of the playbook you wanted, Eugene.
I appreciate your prompt response.
Sure thing. I got to run. But nice job today. I think you're just what this team needs, Eugene.
Well, that's very gratifying to hear.
See you both tomorrow. Good night.
Farewell.
Bye, Coach.
Well, perhaps while we're waiting for Katrina, we can work on your algebra assignment. I've culled together some sample problems.
Actually, Drew said he could tutor me in algebra.
Drew? Very well.
I appreciate you being willing to do it, but with Drew, he's easier to...
To understand.
Right.
Right.
Yes! Yeah, you got it. X equals the absolute value of Y squared.
Thanks, Drew. That finally makes sense. When Eugene tried to explain it to me, I somehow ended up with K equals 12.
What? There's no K in the problem.
Yeah, I know.
Listen, man, don't be too hard on Eugene. What he's doing, you know, coaching the team, I think it's pretty cool.
You do?
Sure. My dad didn't even have time to raise me.
What do you mean?
Well, that's kind of why I moved to Odyssey. My parents divorced a few years ago, and I lived with my dad, but he just became partner at his firm, Regal and Bumstead, putting the law on your side.
Sounds important.
Yeah, and busy. Travels a lot, doesn't have time for a kid, so now I'm staying with my mom.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, I'm glad you're here, but...
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. Oh, man, you probably think I'm totally messed up now. I'm sorry.
Hey, I'm the one in the foster care system.
Right.
So what number are we on?
Yeah.
15?
Right, okay. Find the x-intercept of the following equation.
Nice block, Michael!
Box open! Perfect duck on that pass, Cooper! Exemplary! And a flawless catch by Buck!
Nicely done! Huddle up, guys! Cooper remembered the formula.
He did indeed.
Now that's a play we'll definitely use in the big game. Great job. 1 week, gentlemen. That's what we have. I'm proud of every one of you. You've worked hard. Play like you just did in practice, and we will have ourselves a state championship!
Huzzah! Huzzah! Huzzah!
Okay, so with the greater parabolic arc, X would increase.
That's what Eugene was diagramming out when he was talking about throwing over an opponent.
Yeah, right. So now it all comes together, huh?
Yeah. Hey, you've seemed kind of down today, Drew. With the great practice today and the game on Friday, I thought...
I'd be more excited. I was. Then my mom had a talk with me.
What about?
Well, she and my dad decided that it isn't really working out with me living in Odyssey.
What?
So, I'm moving back with my dad. Tonight.
Whoa. You can't. You just moved here 2 weeks ago. In the game, you're part of the team.
I'm just an equipment manager. You'll be fine without me.
But you're also a friend.
Thanks. I'm pretty bummed about it, too.
Let's skip algebra. I'll grab some sodas, and we can just hang out.
Yeah, that sounds great.
So we talked for a half an hour, and then his dad came here to pick him up.
Bummer. He was a good guy.
Yeah. Well, we should get going. We're supposed to work out with the team in 20 minutes.
Oh, right. I'll just grab my stuff.
It looks like you're already weightlifting. What do you got in that backpack? Bricks?
No, man. Yearbooks.
What for?
Remember, for our write-up on this year's team.
Oh.
Here. Olivia gave them to us as examples to look at. They're from every school in the conference.
Whoa. She's serious about this.
Yeah, apparently. I mean, we've got here, Connellsville and Richland, Odenton.
Hey, check it out. There's Vernon City's yearbook from last year.
Oh, well, let's see what they have to say on their football page. Yeah. Man, a lot of their top guys were good last year, too. Peterson, Wilhelm McConnell.
Wait a second. Does that look like...
Drew. Yeah, that's definitely him.
Huh. He never said he played for Vernon City.
No, he didn't. But he did say he played last year and got injured.
Why wouldn't he tell us?
Good question. You know...
He was only here for 2 weeks.
The 2 weeks we're preparing for a game against his school.
And now he's going back there, just in time for the big game.
Was he playing us?
No.
Do you think he came as a spy?
He can't be. He's such a good guy. Hold on. Let me check something real quick.
Okay.
No. It's gone. It's really gone.
What? What are you looking for?
Our playbook. Eugene always keeps it on the side table here.
Well, maybe Eugene took it with him today.
It was here when Drew came over. Cooper, he stole it.
Oh, man.
I let this happen. I can't believe I trusted him.
We should tell my dad.
We could. Or we could do something better.
Better?
We could get even.
I don't know, Buck.
Listen, even if we did tell our dads, Drew would just deny that he took it. It's his word against ours, which means we have to take care of this ourselves.
It's okay, man. We'll just come up with some...
No, it's not okay. We can't let him get away with this.
All right, I give. What do we do?
Yeah. It's a terrible thing. What a horrible guy. Can I have that t-shirt?
Jay, man, this is serious. If the other team has our playbook, they'll know how to run their plays against us.
And why would that matter to me?
No one will care about buying memorabilia if we lose.
But if we win the championship, everything doubles.
Ooh, doubles is good. But what can I do? I mean, if you want me to beat someone up, you better send someone to beat up whoever beats me up for trying to beat up someone else.
We don't want you to fight.
So what do you have in mind?
We need you to come with us to a Vernon City practice. You distract the team while I steal the playbook back, and also grab their playbook if I can.
Distract how? Ooh, I can demonstrate my uncanny cup stacking abilities.
Well, we had something else in mind. Distracting should be pretty easy with this.
A carpet runner with ears?
A vole costume.
Ah.
We picked it up from the Vernon City High School storage area this morning.
The vole is their school mascot. You'll put it on, go out on the field and lead a cheer, do a dance, whatever. Just long enough to distract them while I get the playbooks.
And what are you going to be doing, Cooper?
Well, I'm the lookout. I'll be on the hill outside the field with binoculars and a walkie-talkie so I can direct Buck where he needs to go.
What do you say, Jay? Willing to help us out?
Come in, Cooper. Are you there?
Yep, and I've got eyes on you. Stay under the bleachers, all right? The coast is not clear.
Is Jay out there yet?
Yeah, he's going out onto the field now.
Does anyone see him?
Doesn't seem so. Whoa!
What's going on?
Jay's doing somersaults. Well, they might be somersaults, but whatever they are, he's got the cheerleaders and the whole team watching him. Oh, man, he's gonna vault over the cheerleaders.
What happened?
Well, I'm not sure, but, oh man, it looks like he's hurt. Oh, no, false alarm. He's up and dancing. Hey, I think you're clear to come out. The bench is unguarded.
Right. Here goes.
Doesn't he know he's supposed to use his arms when doing a cartwheel?
I'm at the bench.
Okay, well, hey, you better hurry. Jay can't hold that headstand for long.
Ah, I found it. Come. I found our playbook.
Well, hey, man, grab it and get out of there, all right? Jay looks like he's getting dizzy, and he just drank some water through his ear.
And I got their playbook, too. Jackpot!
Nice, man. Now, hey, book it out of there, all right? The coach is heading your way. Jay's stumbling off the field now, too.
I'll see you at the car. We did it. Now we'll see who has the advantage.
Oh, well, it was worth it. We got what we needed.
Which reminds me, you can pay me back in locks of hair, headbands, loose molars, anything that would sell on the open market.
I've got a bag of things together. I'll give it to you when we get back to Odyssey.
Yes! Yeah.
Actually, you three aren't going anywhere.
Well, what's wrong, officer?
I'm with Vernon City Security. A teacher was watching you three from the press box.
Oh, no.
You boys better come with me.
They made me do it.
Oh, man.
We are very, very disappointed in you three.
What you boys did was entirely inexcusable, unethical, and illegal. We expect better of you.
We're really sorry.
Yeah, we feel really bad.
Especially because nobody got my half flip on video.
What you did was also completely unnecessary.
But we had to do something. Drew stole our playbook first. He scammed us.
Yeah, you should look into what he did.
We don't have to. We already knew.
What?
Eugene caught on to Drew at his first practice.
He was wearing a Regals and Bumstead Law Office t-shirt.
He said his dad was a lawyer there.
Well, I recognized it as a business in Vernon City, so I did some research and discovered Drew had played on the Vols team.
We didn't want to make assumptions, but it did seem oddly coincidental.
Once I heard Drew would be helping you study, Buck, I came up with an idea. Leave the playbook in our living room as bait, so to speak.
Kinda dangerous, though, don't you think? It worked. He took our playbook.
Actually, he took the Odyssey Middle School football playbook, replaced with an Odyssey High School playbook cover.
Which contained none of our plays. It was a phony.
Mm-hmm.
You knew this would happen all along, Coach?
Suspected, but yes.
Unreal. We went through all of that for a fake playbook.
Once we discovered Drew took it...
By reviewing our home security cameras...
We contacted the coaches at Vernon City and told them about the situation. They talked to the team. Turns out there were two players who set Drew up to pull off the scam.
All in a feeble effort to hurt my thriving small business, no doubt.
Drew was punished, and the head coach suspended the other players involved. Dan Peterson and Zach Wilhelm won't be playing in the championship.
That's great for us! Those are two of their best players.
Indeed. But unfortunately, we'll also be playing without two of our best players.
Oh. Cooper and I cheated the same way. So... we deserve the same punishment. I guess that's fair, unfortunately. I can't believe I fell for Drew's act. I really thought he was a friend. I was duped.
Buck, I know that's difficult, but despite not being pleased with your actions today, I am glad you were, as you say, duped. While it's true that there will be people in your life who don't deserve your trust, if you keep everyone at a distance, you'll never trust anyone. And there are people who do deserve your trust.
I guess.
Myself and Katrina being one example, I hope. And Mr. Whitaker and Coach Calhoun and Cooper here and so many others.
Yeah, that's right.
I second that.
I didn't hear my name. Did you mean to say J? J2, right?
You know, Drew might have just been blowing smoke, but he said I was lucky to have a dad who wanted to be involved in my life. And regardless of whether he meant it or not, he is right about that.
Well, I'm glad we all learned an important lesson. And since you won't be using your shoes in the game, you could donate them to my worthy cause, me.
Well, actually, Jay, we have something else for you to do.
Who's cheering for the Odyssey Owls? Who's gonna take this game?
Odyssey Owls! Who is rocking this owl costume?
You are, Jay. You look good with feathers.
But where's your beak?
I accidentally flushed down the toilet, along with my souvenir business.
Welcome to the Class B High School Football State Championship.
I can't believe we're not out there. Championship game? We really let them down.
Yeah, we messed up all right. Oh, hey, Coach Meltzner.
Mr. Calhoun, Buck, glad to see you cheering from the bench. Of course, I'm aware that you'd much prefer to be on the field. I didn't mean per se to suggest it was an improvement for you to
Eugene,
be in this precise location.
It's okay. We get it.
Buchanan heading off for the Owls, and Wetley back to receive for the
Bulls. Outstanding trajectory on that kick, Mr. Buchanan. That Mikey. Look at that prolite spheroid go.
I think you mean swine bladder.
Football, you two. Football.
If you're like Buck and have been hurt by people, trust may not be easy. Like we heard on today's adventure, people can let us down. But that doesn't mean that we should never trust others. We need discernment in knowing who to trust, and that comes from God. Psalm 118:6 says, "The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me?" Above everything, we must always trust God. He will never let us down. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Page from the Playbook was written and directed by Kathy Buchanan, with sound design by Christopher Deal and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Whit Hertford, Will Ryan, Robbie Bruce, Phil Morris, Preston Butler III, and Anthony Del Rio. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.